gonna blow up the world. Just one more look, you're gonna cross the line. I mean, over the edge, you're on thin black ice.
Ooh, there's a little bit of psycho in me, I confess. Why'd you wanna pick on me and not the rest? Doesn't make you feel big, doesn't make you feel clever. So tell me, how's the weather?
I had to go to school on Monday. Mum took me. Mum, I promise you won't say anything, I begged. I just need to let Mrs. Edwards know what's happening in her school, said Mum, marching across the playground. I felt faint, the headmistress. You can't. They'll all think I'm a sneaky telltale. Don't be silly, darling, said Mum. Now, go to your classroom and forget all about it. I trailed into the classroom and got out my things for maths. Suddenly, one of Mrs. Edwards' monitors came into our classroom. Excuse me, but Mrs. Edwards wants to see Kim Matthews, Melanie Holder and Sarah Newman straight away. All heads swiveled towards Kim, Melanie and Sarah. Sarah and Melanie looked scared, but Kim looked perfectly composed, though her cheeks were a little pinker than usual and her eyes brighter. She looked at me. I knew what her look meant. She was really, really, really going to get me now. I bent right over my maths book, clenching everything. I stayed like that long after they'd left the classroom. And then it was my turn. Mrs. Edwards wants to see Mandy White in our office, announced another monitor. Kim and Sarah and Melanie were waiting outside Mrs. Edwards' office. Ah, oh, there you are, Mandy, said Mrs. Edwards. Sit down. Now, I hear some girls have been upsetting you. I bent my head and said nothing. Some girls in your class? I bent lower. Don't look so worried. We're going to sort out this little problem. If only you'd told your teacher about it earlier, it would have been much easier to nip this nasty bullying in the bud. She waited. Look, Mandy, there's no need to be frightened. You can tell me. I know it all already, but I just want to hear it from your lips. It's Kim, Sarah and Melanie, isn't it? She said. Your mother says they have been tormenting you, is that right? And last Wednesday they chased you right out into the road and you were knocked down by a bus. Is that true, Mandy? Because this is very, very serious and it has to be dealt with. Did they chase you, Mandy?
Sort of, I mumbled.
Mrs. Edwards sighed. She went over to a door and opened it. Kim shot backwards, taken by surprise. So you've been listening, Kim. Why don't you three come in here and join us? She said. Perhaps we'll start to get somewhere if we all talk this through together. Mrs. Edwards sat on the edge of her desk. Kim had her head stuck in the air, one hand on her hip, acting like she couldn't care less. As doubtless you heard for yourself, Mandy is being incredibly loyal to you girls, refusing to say anything against you, said Mrs. Edwards. But it's obvious to me that you three girls have been very unkind to Mandy and this has got to stop. I detest bullying. I won't have it in my school. Now, I want you all to say you're sorry to Mandy and promise that you won't call her names or chase her ever again.
I think Mandy should say sorry to us, Kim said, tossing her head. It was just as much her fault. She told us these stories about her mum being a fashion model.
Don't be ridiculous, Kim, Mrs. Edwards said crisply. Don't make things worse for yourself by telling silly lies.
I'm not lying, Mrs. Edwards, said Kim. You did say that, didn't you, Mandy?
It was Mandy who told the lies, Mrs. Edwards, said Sarah.
And then we told her we knew she was lying, so she got really furious and shouted at us and then she hit me.
Really, Kim, you can't expect me to believe that, said Mrs. Edwards.
She did. Mandy punched Kim straight in the face, said Sarah.
And then she ran away and she wasn't looking where she was going, so she got hit by the bus, said Kim.
Mrs. Edwards came and stood beside me.
You didn't hit Kim, did you, Mandy? She said softly.
Yes, I hit her. Kim was triumphant.
Mrs. Edwards looked at me as if I'd let her down.
With just one more push, trying to make me your clone, marking me out of 10 for the label on my clothes.
Still can't quite believe it of you, Mandy. But then she frowned at Kim and the others.
However, I know that you three have been ganging up on Mandy recently. It's got to stop. You're not to call her names or say anything horrid to her, do you understand?
Oh yes, Mrs. Edwards. We understand, Kim said.
We won't say anything to Mandy. That was the catch. Nobody said anything at all to me. They hovered near me, they looked at me, nudged each other, made faces, but they didn't say anything.
Just one more look, you're gonna cross the line. I mean, over the edge, you're on thin black ice. Ooh.
My mother came to collect me from school. She wanted to know how Mrs. Edwards had dealt with Kim, Melanie and Sarah. Mrs. Edwards has sorted it all out and they've promised they won't say anything else.
Are you sure? Said Mum. You still look very bothered, darling.
I'm not bothered a bit, I said, trying to smile and act bouncy. And then I saw Tanya at the end of the road pushing the baby, her high heels clacking at each step.
Tanya! Hey, Mandy!
I went charging up the road to greet her.
How was school then, eh?
She said. I pulled her face.
I get ya, said Tanya. I can't stick school, all them stupid teachers and silly cows calling you names.
They call you names? I said, astonished.
Yeah, but I call them worse stuff. Why? Anyone giving you hassle, Mandy?
Oh, I said vaguely. Kim and Sarah and Melanie were walking past, staring at Tanya and me. Tanya saw me glance at them. She had it all sussed out in a second. She looked straight at Kim.
What are you staring at? She said.
She wasn't as tall as Kim, but she was older and much, much tougher.
Nothing,
Kim mumbled.
Good. Well, run off home, little girlies. Leave me and my pal Mandy in peace, eh?
They cleared off. Even Kim.
Their faces. Me and my pal Mandy.
I was Tanya's friend. I was sure they were green with envy.
I spent so long trying to fit the prototype. I kept on slipping in the gears and I never got it right. Oh, what's the use? What's the point? You got the wrong girl. Oh, so you could do what you doing down there. Cause I'll be flying higher.
I was desperate to go to the park with Tanya, but Mum wouldn't hear of us going there by ourselves.
Oh, please, Mum, why do you treat me like a baby all the time? Mrs. Edwards said I should be a bit more independent. She thinks I'm too young for my age and that's why the others pick on me.
We'll be back in half an hour, added Tanya. Mum sighed and let me go to the park with Tanya, though she didn't look at all happy about it. Tanya and I walked along companionably. Her shadow was bouncy with fancy hair. Mine was smaller and plodding and plaited.
Hey, mind the baby for me while I get Pat a paper, said Tanya when we got to the corner shop.
I waited outside and watched her inside buying the paper. Then, as she walked towards the door, her hand reached out, quick as a wink. She snatched something off a shelf and carried on sauntering out of the shop.
Hey, Mandy, got you a little present, said Tanya, holding out her hand.
It was a green velvet crinkled hairband.
Don't worry, 'cause I... just needed you to comfort me, and I have tried to make it right, and I don't know that I feel so sure, but I think that beams down, so I've sung this song for you. I just want you to say it to me.